Veterans experience trauma more than most Americans. It's estimated 22 veterans die by suicide every day. To help veterans and their families cope with their unique stresses, Ohio State's College of Social Work designed a new program to train social workers, nurses, therapists, and others to better understand the problems. Here to talk with me about the Advanced Certificate in Serving Veterans and Their Families is Lisa Durham, Assistant Dean of Strategic Initiatives and Community Engagement at Ohio State's College of Social Work. And thanks for joining me, Lisa.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So what are the specific issues that confront these veterans from the Iraq and Afghanistan wars?
Everything from multiple deployments where they've been in theater for 12 to 18 months, home for 6 months, and then back out. And some of these veterans and members of the military have had 3, 4, and 5 deployments. So reintegration is a very difficult thing. When they come home, how do they come home and be well with their families and their community? There are some veterans who are here in the States but are doing drone work. So they're either flying or supporting drone flights, and then after their time is done for the day, they go back home. And having to separate that you've just been flying drones that are killing targets with, oh, I'm home and I'm going to take my kids to soccer practice, that's a huge cognitive and emotional shift.
What have you heard from veterans about the most difficult part of trying to, you know, come back into society?
You know, I'll speak from my personal experience first. My husband's a veteran of the Iraq War. He served in 2005. For him, the challenge coming home was the loss of his unit, not being day-to-day with these men and women who served side-by-side for over a year, losing the structure of what it is to be in the service with your unit deployed and the reliance of those relationships. That was really difficult for him. I know others feel like they come home and they've lost time with their family and they've gone on and things have happened that they weren't a part of, and also that sometimes there's a sense that they aren't needed anymore because their family did okay while they were deployed.
So how does this certificate then help to give the social workers, therapists, doctors, nurses, and others what they need to effectively provide therapy for these veterans?
I think primarily it is grounding them in the culture around what it's like to be in the military, to be deployed, to understand that entire culture. It is an entity unto itself, and each branch of the military has its own culture as well. So just because you know how to work with Army veterans doesn't mean you necessarily know the culture of Marines, and that's really important. I think the grounding in that and then the inclusion of addressing the spiritual needs of our service members is two of the things that sets our program apart. Yes, we talk about the mental health concerns, TBI, the psychological impacts of war, post-traumatic stress, all of those things. But if we don't address spirituality, we're not addressing the person as a whole.
How are you addressing the spirituality?
So we have a pastor from the VA, Chalmers P. Wiley VA, who is providing a module for us that really looks at helping that individual integrate whatever their spiritual self is into the fact that they've been to war, that they've perhaps killed people, that they are now home, and they have all of these overwhelming thoughts and feelings, and to be able to help them put that in a context of their spirituality helps them move on.
I've been talking with Lisa Durham with Ohio State's College of Social Work about an advanced program to help therapists, nurses, doctors, and social workers learn better ways to aid veterans. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.